Magen Avraham comments that the first day of Slichas is the first day of the Yom Ha'Naraim. Really starts tonight, starts tomorrow as we get into within the week of Rosh Hashanah, Haba Aleinu Latova, Tavshin Ayin. So let's discuss a little bit what the month that we find ourselves in, one message, or maybe a dual message, two parts of one coin, a message, and then try to relate it and go into Slichas with the following idea. The Torah writes in Siman Tav Yud Zayin, we mentioned this Torah in the past, in source number one, that there's a minhag for women not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Certain malachas, sewing and laundry, not such a common minhag today. Some do it, but there's a nice another aspect of some people take their wives out for dinner every Rosh Chodesh, but it's known as the yanta for the women. So what does that mean? Why is Rosh Chodesh the yanta for the women? So the Torah quotes his brother. V'shamati, third line in source number one. V'shamati me'achi hari tam l'davar l'fi shahamoadim niskenu keneged avos. The moadim are all keneged the avos. Each of the moadim. Pesach keneged Avraham. Kiddichsiv lushi va'asi ugos. Upatzachaya. Right, what did he make for the malachim? He made with matzahs. It was Pesach. Shavuos keneged Yitzchak. Shavuos is Yitzchak. Shetaki ha-shofar shamatan Torah haya b'shofar me'elo shel Yitzchak. The shofar of matan Torah was the same shofar of the Akedah. Topic of a separate shiur. What exactly is the connection? But the Shavuot Yitzchak is Shavuos. Sukkis keneged Yaakov. And Sukkis is Yaakov. Tachsiv ulu mekneo asa sukkos. So those are the Moadim. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. But then the Torah continues. The Yud Beis Rosh Echad Shehashana Shegam Heim Nikrai Moadim keneged Yud Beis Shvatim. The 12 Rosh Echodesh are each of the Shvatim. The 12 Shvatim, they each got a month. That's what it was originally. Ukshechatu be'egal, but once Bnei Yisrael sinned in the egal, obviously it's not considering Levi as a shevet because they didn't sin in the egal. So let's say Ephraim and Manasseh has two shvatim. So they sinned in the egal. Nitlu mehav and nitnu l'noshosehem. It was taken from them. It was given to their wives. L'zechash lo haya ba'usu achet. They didn't partake of the chet. So therefore, the women got Rosh Chodesh. We discussed in the past how was Rosh Chodesh. How was that matim for those who didn't give into the egal? Also not for now. But I'd like to focus just on that one line, and that is. The 12 months were given to the Shvatim. Which Shevet got which month? That is not mentioned here. So the source of this idea is in a Sefer HaYetzirah. Sefer HaYetzirah, which is not usually on the Mar Makomos. Some say it was written by Avram Avinu. If you write the whole Sefer HaYetzirah, you could probably write it on two sides of a page. The whole Sefer, maybe even one side of a page. But most Sefer HaYetzirahs are thick. Right, because there's also Kabbalistic, one of the earliest Kabbalistic svar. So I looked, I found one, I couldn't figure out exactly. It mentions this idea, but there are different orders and different versions. So Rav Blachman from Kerem Yavne was in Yeshiva last week, so he pointed me to a Rav Tzadok who quotes various different versions of which Shevet is Keneged which month. So we're going to go with the version, some say it goes by the order. So it goes by the order of age. Some say there are different orders. But there is one order which has Elul Keneged Shevet Gad. Elul is Gad. And our question for tonight, the other version, if you go by age, El Gad is Tishrei. So either way, Gad plays a major role. Elul or Tishrei, whichever one, Gad is pretty important. So the question for tonight is, what exactly is, first question is, what is special about Gad? And what is his connection to Elul? Some of the other ones on the list. Nisan is Yehuda. Yehuda is Malchus. Nisan comes first. Iyar and Sivan are Yisachar and Zvulun. Right? The partnership getting ready for Torah. Right? One supports the other one in learning Torah. So Iyar, we're counting down Sefiras Omer. And Sivan, we get the Torah. So each one has a connection. The question is, what is the connection of God to the Chodesh Elul, which we find ourselves in right now? Second question. What do we know about God? What does the Torah say? What was Yaakov's bracha or Moshe's bracha to God? So Moshe's bracha, which we're going to read in a couple of weeks, Bezrat Hashem, source number two. Ula God Amar Baruch Marchiv God, source two. And to God, he said, blessed is he, Marchiv God. You expand the borders of God. Kilavi Shachain, he lies like a lion. V'taraf Zeroa Afkad Kod. He rips the arm and the head together. V'tarav zeroa afkad kod. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Rashi, next source. Kalavishachain. Okay, he was like a lion. Lafisha yisamuch l'svar. He was next to the border. Lafichach nimshok harayot. He had to be strong. He was on a boy. He's in the border. Shekol asmuchim l'svar tzrichim liyizgibarim. He had to have strong shvatim on the borders. Right, strong. The original mishmar hagvul. God was. God was the mishmarei hagvul. So that's Kalavishachain. And then the tarav zerav katkod. What does Moshe say? What's the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu? That he tears the head with the arm. Harugein hayunikarin. Those who were killed by God were recognizable. They were obvious God was here. When you find one of them murdered by God. Chotchim harosh im hazra b'makachat. Basically, the murdered was the arm and the head in one, fell them together. You know it was God. That's what's so special about Moshe Rabbeinu has to mention that. The Tarav Zeraf Katkod has to be something deeper. Continuing the pasuk back to source number 2, Vayar Shislo, God saw Rachis, he took a portion. God took a portion early, Rachis, right? Reuven, God, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, before they went, everyone went there to Israel. God said, "I want this portion. I want on the east side of the Jordan." Why? Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Safun, because there the Mechokek, the portion of the Mechokek, the leader Safun, was hidden. What does that mean? So Rashi again says, back to the next source, Vayare Shislo, Ra Litolo Chelek Be'er Ba'og, God decided to take a Chelek, a portion in the eastern side of the Jordan, Shui Rashi's Kibosh Aretz, who was the original, it was the original Kibosh Aretz, topic of a separate shiur. Interesting. Aver HaYardin is called Kibosh Aretz in Rashi? Is there Kedushas Aretz to Aver HaYardin? You go to Jordan, Trumas of Maestris? Right, Moshe couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So there's some halachas that Eber Yardin is like Eretz Yisrael. Some halachas are not like Eretz Yisrael. Again, not for now. But what is they? Why did he take that chelak? Kisham chelkas mechokek safun. What is that? It says Rashi, ki yada asher sham benachalato chalkat sadeh kfurat mechokek v'hu Moshe. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be buried there. Har Nevo was up there, one of the three mountains that we know were left for burial. Har Nevo, Har Hahar for Aaron HaKohen, and Har Sinai, those are the three mountains that were left. So he said, I want this one. God says, Moshe Rabbeinu gets to be buried in God. So again, what's so special about God? Get Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tarav Zeroa Afkat Kod. So what exactly is special and unique, and what is the message for us? So I heard an idea, part of this is going to be, some of the sources are going to be based on a thought that Rabbi Goldbach told me this summer. He came with me when I went over to the base battery, he's like, He says, Yesh li drasha b'shalcha. So, yeah, I said, Slichus. So, here it is. So, part of it is from Rav Goldbach. What happened in the first Elul? Let's go back in the first Elul in Jewish history. What happened then? So, we think about what happened. Let's remember. So, Bnei Yisrael came out, Yitzias Mitzrayim. We spoke about this afternoon. They came out on a Wednesday night, was Yitzias Mitzrayim with Makas Bechoros. They went out, and a week later was Kriyas Yamsa. And a couple weeks later, Sivan, Vav Sivan, was Kabbalah Satorah. And they heard Hashem say, Anokhe Hashem Elokecha, lo yeh lecha hamacherim. Right, they hear the two from Kadosh Baruch Hu, another 611 from Moshe Rabbeinu. Wonderful. And Moshe goes up for 40 days and 40 nights to receive the Torah, details and general, right, Kvala Mupratim, as it says at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. And what happens 40 days later? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Reid Shiche Samcha, Parshas Kisisa. It's terrible, you got to go back down. And he goes back down on Shavasa Batamuz. Shavasa Batamuz, he goes down with the Luchos, and he does what he has to do. One of the five tragedies that happened on Shavasa Batamuz. What did he do the next day? The 18th day of Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up to Har Sinai. I got to get forgiveness. So time number two, he goes up on the 18th day of Tammuz, a second set of 40 days to try to ask for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. And he's up there for 40 days, which end on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when he achieves forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. Now that he got forgiveness, he says, okay, I'm going back a third time. Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes back up 40 days a third time. And then finally comes down 40 days later on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shnius. That was the first period, first year after Klal Yisrael came out of Har Sinai. Okay, and came out of Mitzrayim. So what was Elul that year? What did Elul what was accomplished during that Elul? Let's think about what was the math. What was accomplished? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up Rosh Chodesh Elul for the third time. So that El, let's just read the Rashi, just to review what I just said. Rashi says in source 4, Rashi quotes this in two or three places in the Torah, Shenemar, V'asapal v'nei Hashem karichin arba'am yom, 40 days, Shenemar, V'atah alel Hashem ulay achapra, Ba'osa aliyah nesakafi arba'am yom, 40 days I was up there. Nimsu kalim b'chav tes pa'av, erbash chodesh elo, shu ala b'shmona sar b'tamuz. He went up on the 18th day of Tamuz. Bo b'yom nisrat ha'kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael, v'amar lo l'moshe, psalacha shnei luchos. Go make an extra set of luchos, and he continues. So what happened during that Elul? That Elul was a time when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring us back to the level that we were by the Luchos Rishonos. That 30 out of 40 days, first days, 10 days of Tishrei as well, that Elul represented a time when we returned to that special, deep, and love and connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did he do it? He brought us back to the level of that we said Nasa V'Nishma. So let's remember a thought that we mentioned in the past about Nasa V'Nishma. What exactly that meant and represented? A thought from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi writes in Parshas Yisro, he asks a halachic question on Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma Hashem, we'll do whatever you want. 1 minute. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira, says the Beis HaLevi, right side. If somebody obligates themselves to an infinite obligation, it's not chal. If I go over to you and say, I owe you as much money as you want. You know how much I owe you? Zero. If I go over and say, I owe you $5 million, right? 20 million shekel, right? I don't know what the rate is these days, right? If I owe you, so then I owe you. It's a lot, but it's finite. But I can't obligate myself to something that's infinite. It doesn't work. So ask the Beis HaLevi, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? Nasa V'Nishma, we'll do everything you say, God. How did that work halachically? How did that obligation have teeth? Says the Beis HaLevi, Vivim Cain, line 7. Yisrael shekibol atzma machiyuv kodim sheyadu apratim. Bnei Yisrael, who accepted on themselves before they knew the details, l'chor hechal alei machiyuv. How is it chal on them? Right? How did it work? So says the Beis HaLevi, no, we're misunderstanding what happened at Har Sinai. Nasa V'Nishma. Bnei Yisrael did not obligate themselves directly. But you know what? He said it's like another halakha in the Rambam. I can't go over and say, I owe you whatever you want me to owe you. But what I can do is go over to you and say, I am your Eved. I am your servant. I could create a relationship. I could create a context. Once I create that relationship, if I'm an Eved and you're my Adon, you're my master, then in my life I have to do everything you say. That's what is possible. I can't say I owe you. I'll do anything you want. But I could say I'm your Eved. Once I say I'm your Eved, so then I have to do whatever you say. Says the Beis HaLevi on the top left. Rakachilik bazeh, pashut, tamachayev atzmo, if one obligates themselves, ari ikra kabbalah hu achiyev. The focus is on the obligation, which you can't do if it's infinite. Aval etzem gufo lo hikm l'chaveiro v'achiyev. Harei hu eni yadu alo, v'eno katsuv. Aval amochar atzmo v'eved, if you make yourself into a servant, eno makabal lav shum chiyev. I do not accept anything right now. I have just created a status. I am an Eved Hashem. Rak makne gufo l'rabo. What happened at Nasa V'Nishma? Nasa V'Nishma, we said to Hashem, we didn't say to Hashem, we're going to do everything you say. That's what the words mean. The words mean, Nasa, we'll do everything you say, and then we'll hear it. But really, deep down, we were saying, Hashem, we are your servants. We are your avadim. We accept you as a king. We accept you as a melech. We are misbatel ourselves. We are nothing. Everything is meshubet to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our hearts are meshubet to you. Our minds are meshubet to you. Everything's meshubet to you. We are your Eved. That's what they said in Nasa V'Nishma. And that's the level they returned to during Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, as we know, that first Elul, those first 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was machzer them, returned them to get the Lucha Shnios all the way on Yom Kippur, by bringing them and reaching that same level of Hisbatlus, totally giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu our hearts and our minds. The Gemara in Sota tells us, many of the Mefarshim, many of the Bali Musar point this out, if you look at source number 6, there's a whole list in the Tanaim based on a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim describes how there was a certain appointee who got up when everybody was going out to war, and they said, whoever is nervous, you know, could go back. You don't have to come. Whoever just planted a vineyard, whoever built a house, you know, go back. You have other things on your minds. You know, you just got married. You know, go back. And then, whoever's scared, yarei v'rachalevav. You're scared. The Gemara says, you know what that really means? That doesn't just mean we're cowards. Yare min aveiro shebiyado. We're worried about sins, certain aveiros that we did. What type of aveiros are we talking about? So one of the Tanaim, you have it in Surah 6, one of the Tanaim says, middle of the line, Kaman azla hadetanya, sach bein tfila latfila, aveira hi biyado, v'chozer alei me'archei ha'mochama. One of the opinions says, you know which aveira? Talking between my tfilin shel yad and my tfilin shel rosh. We know halakhically, you know how to talk. Right, because we at least Ashkenazim make two brachas, but especially Sfardim only make one bracha. Asur ledaber b'tfilin shel yad tfilin shel rosh. Right, but even Ashkenazim we don't, because really we're just making the other one to cover our bases. Baruch Shem. Okay, not for now. But what's the sibel? That's the avera. Out of all the averas you have in the book, that's not even a losa say. Not even a losa say. But what does it mean? You were mafsik between tfilin shel rosh. I separated what was in my mind, tfilin shel rosh, and the tefillin shel yad, what was in my heart, keneged alev. I had great ideas, I thought of wonderful things, but I didn't bring it to my heart. I didn't act upon it. Sach, bein tefillah letefillah, I was mafsik between the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad. When we come to be mizbat, when we come to become avdi Hashem, that's what El is about, my heart and my mind, my heart has to be influenced. I can't just have the adata hayom. I have to also have hashivosa el vavecha. I can't just have the ideas. I have to bring it lamaisa. I have to bring it and help it affect me and change me and improve me. Coming full circle, there was a thought that Rav Govich mentioned, and I found it in the Sefer Shiftei Yisrael, the Sefer all about the Shvatim. It's in there, the exact same idea. He says, back to God. What does God have to do with Elul? Elul, Elul is all about his spotless, our rosh, our hearts, our minds. What's the Lashon used that we started off with? V'tarav zeroa avkat kod. His harugim are nikar, the arm and the head together. It's exactly the arm and the head together. That's good. We find in various makomos in Chazal, zeroa is the tefillin. V'tarav zeroa, it says by God. That's the tefillin, the bracha, the garim brachas. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. Minash HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tefillin? Nishva Hashem bimino u'bizroa uzo. Zeroa. Zroa means tefillin, shel yad. And the kadkod means a skull, it means a head. Right, continuing. Makam tefillin shel rosh, nikra kadkod. Quote the Gemara Nervin. So what is God about? The connection of the rosh and the lave. The zroa and the kadkod. But that's what El is about. El is about being meshabed ourselves and being trying to get back to that level of Nasav and Ishma, the Lucha Shnius, which we live in a world of Lucha Shnius. We weren't Zochet to be on the level of the Luchas Mishonos, but the Lucha Shnius brought us back to that love of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that climaxes on Yom Kippur, Nasav and Ishma. But that's what it's about. What does the word God even mean? What does the word God mean? Reuven, you know what Reuven means? Right, how's all that? What does the word God mean? It says a Rashi. Source number 8, the Pasuk says about the Mun. Vayikru Beis Yisrael Ashmo Mun Vukizra Gad Lavan. The Taimok Itzapichis Bidvash. The Mun was God. What is God? What does God mean? Rashi says there. Esef Shemo Aliandri Vizera Shalo Agul. Round. Veino Lavan. God means round. A circle is all about connections. It's all about, there's no hefsik. It's all connected. God is about connecting the head and the hearts. Not just the adata hayom, but also the hashivosa el vavecha. Bring it to lamaisa, put our plans into action. But maybe, and this is the second half, the opposite has to be true as well. Not just via data hayom, going from our head to v'hashivosol v'avecha, to our minds. But maybe even after it comes to our hearts and we act upon it, we have to keep something in mind. There's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet. Where the Gemara there discusses the Aleph Beis. And it darshins every two letters of the Aleph Beis, what they stand for. Aleph Beis is this, Gimel Dalet is this, Hey and Vav is this, Why is the Zayin next to the Ches? It's actually all the letters of the Aleph Beis. Fascinating Gemara. So Gemara says, Aleph Bina. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. Aleph Beis means, stands for learn, Bina. Bina is knowledge. Gimel Dalet. What's Gimel Dalet? Gemol Dalim. Right? Be nice, Gemol Dalim to the poor. Gemol Dalim. That's what Gemol, that's what it is. Pashas is one phrase. Gemol Dalin. My time, and he talks about why does the leg of the Gimel go to pointing to the Dalit, because the a rich person should run after the Dal, and why is the Dal's leg next to the Gimel? Because he should make it easy for the Ashir. It's Gomel Dalin. So if Golov mentioned Al Derech Drush, again, some of the previous before was not part, but this he mentioned. It says maybe Gomel Dalim has a deeper understanding, deeper meaning. Gomel, even after I'm Gomel, even after I do something, and I do something great, and I take the Viyadata Hayom, and I put it into Vashivosel of Avecha, and I accomplish something, I'm Gomel, I do something, I have to still remember that I'm a Dal. Gomel, but Dalim. He's still a Dal. Because everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any talent we have, any ass that we have, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Gomel, but we remember we're still Dalim. That's the added meaning. You have the Avashivosel of Avecha, but then you got to go back to your head. And we have to keep ourselves in our place. Who is the ultimate Dal in history? One of the ultimate Dals, but Moshe Rabbeinu was one of them. We alluded to Moshe, also has the connection to God. But David HaMelech. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, V'anochi tola'as v'lo ish, cherbas adam v'zuyam, I'm a nothing, I'm a worm. Because David is Dalid v'dal, he's a Dal, and after, right, even, he gives so much, he's the king, he supports everybody. He's the Gomel. But he looks at himself as a Dal. Everything's from Hashem. Who am I? Dalid, Dalid, V'dalid, V'dalid. He's a Dalid, Dalid. Mashiach time. Who's going to fight with David HaMelech? Gog. Gog is the opposite. Right? He's a Gomel, and there's another Gomel. It's all about me. I'm a Gomel. I'm awesome. I give, and I make even feel better. And I give more, and I give more. Because I don't recognize that it's talents given to me, but I think it's my talents. David versus Gog. So when we think about the month of Elul, and we think about God being the one, Gomel Dalim, we have to think in both ways. First, we have to realize, we have to take our minds out of the hefsek between our minds and our hearts. As God, the Tarav Zeroa Avkad Kod, there was Nikar, the arms and the head were together, because that's what Elul is about. Taking all of our wonderful plans and all of our wonderful things that we want to do and putting it into action. Bringing it to our heart meaning our meisim. That's in one direction. But then we have to do the opposite as well. After we bring it, and we're Gomel, and we do it all, we got to remember that we're still Dalim. And this is Elul. But as we come to get into the running start now, as we start Slichus, what do we start Slichus with? Kedalim uchurashim dafaknu dilasech. We acknowledge that we're Dalim. And that's the feeling we have to have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of each other. Everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any talent that we have, any ability to do a mitzvah that we have, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to realize, V'kachnu tzarta, as it says in Pirkei Avos, we can feel good about ourselves. That's not saying we have to think of ourselves as dirt. We can have self-esteem. But deep down we have to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me these kochos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing me to be a Gomel. He's the only true Gomel. With a capital Gimel. The only true Gomel is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to give, but we have to remember ultimately that we are Dalim. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zocha to the day. Right? That we say now, Kedalim Acharashim, Dafakim Dula Secha, we knock on the door. So we wait for our Kadosh Baruch Hu to keep that door open. So that Bez Hashem, in a couple of days from now, not too long, when we stand together by Ne'ilah, the doors stay open. The door stays open, our Kadosh Baruch Hu says, stay with me, stay with me. I don't want the relationship to finish. I'm not leaving this time. I'm going to stay. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Yerushalayim and have his Shechina rest on a permanent basis.